If you were going to milk a cow, how would you go about that? If you didn't have modern machinery where they back them in and dump the thing on the neck and everything.
Well, if she was gentle, you could feed her. Mm-hmm. Now, we got one out there, and my wife and boy decided they'd milk the other day, 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And she was old gentle cow, just ain't got but one like that. Mm-hmm. And they just turned in the corral or the pen we got out there and mm-hmm. built a little old trough upside the fence. They just feed her in that trough. Mm-hmm. She'd stand still milk. Mm-hmm. But now that's, cows like that's rare. Mm-hmm. Unless you own a dairy farm now. Mm-hmm. If you own a dairy farm, they're all supposed to be gentle cows. Mine's just cow.
I wonder, are they bred to be gentle, or is it?
Well, yeah, that and environment, I'm you know, over. Mm-hmm. It's just like anything else, the more food, the descendants get to where they're mm-hmm. more tame. Mm-hmm. I know we used to fox hunt when we bred a bitch. Mm-hmm. We'd run her. Mm-hmm. In other words, we saw that she went a fox hunt once or twice every week and run a fox. Mm-hmm. Well, that helped the puppies be better dogs. Mm-hmm. We thought, and I'm sure it did. Mm-hmm. While he was in her, see? Uh-huh. Just give them up.
Mm-hmm. Probably did, I think.
First, you got to have a good dog. You can't do that when mm-hmm. he was.
What kinds of different dogs would you have if you had just an old dog that was maybe wasn't good for anything, what would you call that?
Well, there's a breed mm-hmm. of what we used to call them. Mm-hmm. But I was grown fine you. Mm-hmm. We call them just old cur dogs. Mm-hmm. But there is a breed of cur dog, mm-hmm. a pure breed of cur dog. But somehow or another in South Georgia, just a dog mm-hmm. adapted that name some way. We mm-hmm. call them just cur dogs, just old cur dog.
If you had a dog on a farm that, if he could do everything, if he could maybe run the cows around and you know, you could use him for hunting too, what kind of dog would you call that?
Well, you'd call that a combination dog, son, but don't look for one. Mm-hmm. They don't exist. Mm-hmm. Now you can find them at a yard dog, you know, a good yard dog, and one that maybe a catch a hog. Or, mm-hmm. The closest thing you could find to that would be a shepherd dog. Mm-hmm. He'd be come near being more all around mm-hmm. dog. Maybe he'd treat possums, you know, do all that too. But if you want a dog to do the job, mm-hmm. You got to have a dog bred for the job.
How would people buy flour and things like that years ago?
Buy it? Mm-hmm. Well, they just go to the grocery store and buy it. They never bought less than 24 pounds sack mm-hmm. of flour, and some of them bought 48 pounds sack of flour. Mm-hmm. Because that was a major food, mm-hmm. one of the major foods. Mm-hmm. Well, they had biscuit. Well, before then, I've heard my ancestors talk about it. They just had biscuit every Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. It was a rat. It's all like iced tea was mm-hmm. not a boy. We just have that on Sunday. You know, mm-hmm. Didn't have no ice. Wasn't mm-hmm. get no ice. Only just go to town and get it. Uh-huh. So they bought the flour in bulk like that, not less than 24 pounds. Mm-hmm. Well, when I first started keeping house, that's the way I bought it, mm-hmm. 24 pounds. Mm-hmm. Sugar, we buy it in 100-pound bags sometimes. But we didn't go to town every day.
If you weren't buying it in a bag, if you were going to buy some sugar and you weren't buying it in a bag, maybe if it were where you could scoop it out or something, what would you call that? How would you say you were buying it?
By the pound. Mm-hmm. We bought it like it by the pound. Switch your thing off for just a minute, man.
Okay, sure.
Let me say something right out here.
Okay.